William Morrow and Harper Audio present Play by Play, calling the wildest games in sports, from SEC football to college basketball, the Masters and more, by Vern Lundquist. Read by Vern Lundquist and Malcolm Hillgartner. This is the author. For Nancy, your warmth and generosity, along with your kindness and your sense of humor, have made the path we've taken together so wonderful that it's almost beyond my ability to describe. And you've still got the greatest smile I have ever seen. I love you. Preface. History has a funny way of sneaking up on you. One day, you're sitting at a radio control board in Austin on November 22, 1963, when the radio anchorman shouts at you to put him on the air. And then, seemingly seconds later, you're talking with your boss about winding down your days covering Southeastern Conference football. No, it doesn't happen that fast, but it sure feels like it in retrospect. At first, you're eager to get on the air to make a name for yourself, and then before you know it, you're contemplating how to exit gracefully, avoid hanging on too long. So when Sean McManus and I had those first conversations in the spring of 2016 about my ending my 17-year relationship with America's premier football conference, I was ready to figure things out with him. I was grateful to Sean and the rest of the management team at CBS for allowing me to have some input into how my career would wind down. Corporations don't always do that, and I understood and appreciated another unique opportunity they were offering me. I was also pleased that they'd let me know early on in the process that Brad Nessler would be filling my role. Not that my opinion carried a lot of weight, but I agreed wholeheartedly with the choice. Brad is a great sportscaster, had worked with my partner and friend Gary Danielson before, and I was familiar with his outstanding work. I'm proud of what we've built at CBS in covering the SEC all of those Saturdays, and it was comforting to know that the games would be in great hands, in the booth, in the truck, and back in New York. After the announcement was made that the 16 season would be my last, I went about my business as usual, preparing for another great season of NCAA football. At our annual preseason seminar, I made it clear to everyone that business as usual was how I wanted things to go. This was no farewell tour. This was no victory lap. The games were the thing, the student-athletes and their coaches, and families, the storyline. Everyone nodded and agreed. Seems like some people had a different idea, and as the season went on, they wanted to recognize my years covering the SEC. I was okay with that, just as long as what people chose to do for me didn't interfere with all of us getting the job done in telling the most compelling stories we could about a game and a league we all loved. I don't mind telling you that as I sit here in my office back home in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, many of the mementos I received from that last year are hung on the walls or have taken a prominent place elsewhere in the room. Jerseys, footballs, plaques, and other memorabilia mean so much to me. I'm an avid collector. Okay, I'm a Rat Packer and have copies of rosters and other things dating back to my first days in radio. So these things mean a lot to me. More than that, much more, in fact, they're a reminder of the wonderful people I met along the way. I've been blessed that people seem to like me in this world. I know that I was called Uncle Vern by SEC football fans, and sometimes derisively. But I consider that a warm compliment. I like being in people's homes, and I never take that for granted. When I think of all the names and faces, it can get pretty crowded in here. Archie and Peyton Manning, Steve Spurrier and Jeremy Foley, Nick Saban and Joe Namath.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?